I think it's the same old problems with us. The goals we conceded, we didn't start well. They started really, really well and came out the traps, and by the time we got to grips with their shape and things, it was a wee bit too late. We were a goal behind, and then I thought we responded okay to the goal. We pressed them in a wee bit, the wind probably helped us a wee bit keep them in, and then we lose a horrible second goal at a really bad stage of the game where I thought we weren't on top, but we're certainly pressing them in a wee bit, like I say, probably with a bit of assistance to the wind. So the second goal absolutely murders us. I thought we started the second half reasonably well as well. We're showing reasonable spirit, and then wee Josh comes up with after a great finish to really knock the stuffing out of us. And we kept going at it and kept trying a couple of wee things at the end, but ultimately we were probably beat by a bit more quality today.
Do you find the way Dunfermline looked? I know you're far more interested in your own team, but the way they looked quite strong to be challenging, you know, for second play challenge.
Well, they'll make the playoffs. I think I think they'll be in the playoffs. I think them and Rangers, obviously the two full time teams in the division, makes a massive difference. You get to work with the players day in, day out, and you can see that. They're a great team with great coaching staff, which the experience of Jim and Neely McCann, and they're going to improve as footballers. They're young, but some really good young talented players within that squad, and yeah, they'll be fine for the playoffs. They'll not have an issue making that.
From your own point of view, obviously, I know you're fighting at the end of the table. You don't really want to be fighting that, but you pointed out a few weeks ago it's really important that players realise, you know, they've got to get out.
Aye, we spoke about it here a couple of weeks ago. We had a decent response last week in a game I thought we probably deserved to win, but this week again, like I say, we're beating more quality, and then the full time maybe tells a little bit. But it's a learning process for us. We know what position we're in, we know what we have to do. I think it's 8 games now without a win, and it's really not a great position to be in, and no one we enjoy. But we'll keep working, and the players are in there. They want to make it right, which is a good thing. I've been in dressing rooms before when players kind of toss it off a wee bit and don't back you, so they're willing to try and put it right, and we'll keep trying to do that, which is all we can really do. We've got a massive game now next week to prepare for, which we'll do, and it's really a real dogfight we're in now, and there's no getting away from that. Brutally honest, I don't know yet. I really don't know yet. I'm hopeful. I mean, we've had wee Linney the day who's probably no 100%, nearer 75 than 100, who's came and done a job for us. We'll be missing Chisholm, we'll still be missing Bain. So on Darren, I'm not sure, Darren Smith. So we've got our problems to seek, but that's part of it. Young boys have came in. I thought young Dale done okay, so we need to maybe rely on him a little bit for a couple of weeks. And it's good for them, it's good experience for them as well to get involved and test their cell at this level.